Thank you, Janet. It's a pleasure to have Dr. Duncan back with us after a lot of years away from the program. First of all, Dr. Duncan, what are cataracts in the first place, primary cataracts?
So cataracts are basically the lens of your eye gets cloudy. So your eye works a lot like a camera. It has a lens. It has a system for detecting light. And the cataract is essentially where the lens portion of your eye loses its clarity so that when light comes in, it looks like you're looking through a dirty window.
Now that we know that, what tends to be the procedure involved in cataract surgery?
Cataract surgery today is really a miraculous operation. So historically, cataracts were always the largest cause of blindness. And now, though, you can go in with a simple, fast outpatient procedure. And they do this with a microsurgical technique where they just make a small incision into your eye, and they can go out and they can vacuum out all of the cataractous material. And then when they're done vacuuming, they can then put in an artificial lens so that even if you've had to wear glasses your entire life, you might not even need to wear glasses after you've had your cataracts out. Now, the reason, though, that it's not recommended to use this as a way to relieve yourself from glasses if you don't have a cataract is that it's not possible to get all of the cells out of the eye. The doctors do their very, very best to do so. But the cells left that they just can't get to, those cells perceive that operation as a wound, and they basically start trying to heal that wound. However, this is the rare instance where we actually don't want healing to occur. And instead, what we would like to have is the eye look kind of similar to what it looks like right at the time of surgery, because then everything's clear. But if scar tissue forms, scar tissue is not clear, and that's when you develop posterior capsular calcification.
And in getting to that, I'm glad you mentioned that, and we'll call that PCO for short, and that is more colloquially referred to as secondary cataract. So what have you done in your research to try to better treat secondary cataract, or even more so to try to better prevent secondary cataract from occurring?
So basically, we're trying to understand why those cells left behind in the eye after surgery, why did they completely convert away from acting like cells of your lens and instead convert to cells that make scar tissue? And our goal really is to prevent that. Now, that has been somewhat of an intractable problem, but we now have the ability to take a look in a single snapshot about every single gene that is made by a cell at a single time point. So we were able to look at what happens very, very early in this conversion process as you're going from the cells that are normally found in the lens to the cells that are found in the lens after the surgery happens, but before we see the scar tissue. And what we found was two very remarkable things. One is that lens cells, the first thing they do isn't in fact become scar tissue, is that the first thing they do is that they start driving inflammation. So they start making a lot of the signals that say, be an inflamed tissue. And that's really important because inflammation is often a precursor to scarring. So now we can have the potential to think about going into the process much, much earlier than the onset of scarring. And that is really what we're focusing on right now with the study that we're talking about today. We have other studies in the lab where we have determined some of the genes that are important for that conversion between the cell that is basically in the middle of inflammation to the cell that is in the middle of scarring. And that will give us the opportunity to go in and maybe block the condition before it ever starts.
Dr. Duncan, that seems to be of course, fascinating to me that you actually don't want the eye in this case, or these eye cells, these lens cells more specifically, to try to heal themselves. But how do you think that you can use gene therapy to try to keep these lens cells from trying to heal themselves?
Well, whether it would be gene therapy or not is a little bit uncertain. We're really trying to go more for a small molecule approach. So something that is more typical to a standard drug that you may be used to taking. Gene therapy is a very remarkable procedure. However, it is very, very expensive. And it has some technical problems. So it is really being used mostly for conditions that are very, very blinding and there's no other options. We actually think from our recent results that it's going to be possible to go in with either small molecule drugs or a protein drug to prevent these things. So we don't actually have to reprogram these cells at all at the level of their genes.
And to just verify, so you're really going more for the small molecule approach?
That one of our, so we have three different possible therapies that have popped out from our study. And in a couple cases, they are basically antibody fragments that are in the same sort of category as the current treatments that are in place for treating age-related macular degeneration, which I would guess that you probably talked about on your program, that other approaches are what are called small peptides. In other words, little teeny short proteins that are very easy to get into cells. And the last approach we're thinking about is trying to work with organic chemists to make small molecules that basically mimic the action of these other larger size molecules.
Dr. Duncan, how is this research funded?
It's funded primarily from the National Eye Institute, so it is funded on federal grants. So the National Eye Institute is the largest funder of eye research in the United States, and the NEI has a mission to really understand how does the eye form, how does the eye function, diseases of the eye, and to use all that information to develop new therapies.
And finally, where can listeners go to find out more information about the research you're doing at the University of Delaware?
Well, probably the easiest place is my departmental website at the University of Delaware, which is www.bio.udel.edu/users/M. Duncan.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Melinda Duncan. That last name is simply spelled as you would think it would be spelled, Duncan. She is a professor of biological sciences at the University of Delaware in Newark, Delaware. This is Eye on Vision.